All right, so welcome to the third installment of our mentor podcast for the North Central Northern Plains Group. I'm extremely excited today to have our very own Vice President of Sales, Dave Hildebrand, on today. So welcome, Dave, and thanks for coming on today. I know you've got a busy schedule, so I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me, and obviously get a message across to all of our mentors and proteges about what we want to talk to today.
Yeah, super excited. This is the third installment, and the first two with Ryan and John went extremely well, and I'm glad that you chose me to be number three, and look forward to the conversation.
Awesome. Well, we'll get into it because I think we're going to have a great conversation today about something that I know you're passionate about, and that is the choice. And I know you talk about this quite a bit. You talk about the choice often when you travel and talk with us in our small group settings and even in our big annual meeting type settings is the choice. So just very quickly, if you want to kind of run through the choice, what that means to you, about to your career, to CentOS, about our mentor program, all of that, and then we'll kind of see where we go.
Yeah, well, you know, first off, to all of our mentors and our proteges, you know, this is really year one that we have, I guess I would say, formalized our mentor program really within Wendy's vision, which is succession within succession. I think it's been going awesome. I think that we have done some phenomenal things with leading contributions and sharing what we're great at and really doing a nice job of helping support others. You know, we are all in this together. We do have individual goals and expectations, but the more that we can work with each other, support each other, and help each other is only going to make us collectively stronger as we continue to move forward with our group. So I would like to say thank you, and this is something that is incredibly important to me. And the mentor program's been, it's been extremely challenging to build and to maintain. And we've got a core group of mentor champions that have been doing such a nice job with it and staying up to date with it and handling all the changes and the movements and you name it. And it's been really nice to roll out our Mentor of the Quarter Awards. And then I'm really looking forward because at the annual meeting, we're going to be having our Mentor of the Year get recognized. So this has been a year of a lot of firsts for us, but you know, this has been something that I've been extremely proud of, and I've seen so many success stories from you know, partners staying at CentOS because of their mentor and improving because of their mentor, and frankly, mentors improving because of their protege. So I love those stories, and I want to continue to hear those because they're important to me. And frankly, those personal stories, those personal success stories that I hear really make everything that I do incredibly worthwhile.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. We've had, you know, we've been asking for more and more success stories, and we've been seeing those. And as we see more, that they even more start to trickle in, and I've that's made my role as one of the champions even more fulfilling because we've seen those come through quite a bit, and it's been awesome to see and kind of bring the whole market together around the mentor program. So I'm glad you said that because that's a key piece of this mentor program.
It really is, and I've talked to quite a few mentors and proteges regarding the relationship and the successes, and I know that sometimes sharing what you're doing can feel a little awkward. Because you don't want to pump yourself up. You don't want to gloat. You know, you want to just keep what you're doing maybe in house. But what I always say is that if you can share one thing that you're great at and it impacts one other person or one other partner, then that's making a huge positive impact. And in my opinion, that's the definition of a leading contribution. And so you want to become the obvious choice. You want to separate yourself from others as you go for promotions. You know, that's what we look at. And you have to share some of that stuff because as leaders, whether it's sales managers, directors, or myself, it can be very challenging to see everything that you do every day because we're not there.
Yeah, yep, and that's a great point. And that kind of leads me, you talked about a journey a little bit there. I wanted to, and I didn't give you a fair enough kind of a kickoff, and I apologize for that, but you've obviously had a great career. You're our sales vice president, and obviously that took some time to get there, and I know there, you've talked about it before, there's been a lot of people that have helped you get there and some people that you've helped along the way. I know, you know, it's been termed that you were the people development director in a way when you were a director, and you've had a huge impact on a lot of people's careers, helping them get to the right piece, and you kind of were a mentor and a benefactor of a mentor program before it even took place, since this is year one of that vision that we're trying to partake in here. What does the mentor program, what does, you know, being a mentor and having mentors, you've obviously had a successful career, what has that meant to you and helping you get to where you're at today?
Well, appreciate the pump up there. You're making my head get even bigger, and I didn't know if that was possible, so appreciate that pump up. You know, but my mentors have been so important to me, and in a number of different ways, and some of the mentors that I have and continue to have as I've developed through my career are Jay Briscato, who recently retired as our president and chief operating officer of our first aid and safety division. But he was my mentor when he was our vice president of sales and I was a sales manager. I've had Bill Langtham, who is our vice president of operations at North Central Group. He was my mentor when I was a sales director. And then, you know, I've had a number of other partners, Jim Bunkers, who was my sales vice president, and just a number of resources that have really been able to help me and support me throughout my career. You know, the mentor-protege relationship, in my opinion, is a relationship where you can be real, because that's what these relationships are built on, is the ability to be honest, to be transparent, and to ultimately help others. Because, you know, a lot of times when you have a mentor, they may be a level above you or a couple levels above you, but a lot of times they're a peer of yours. And sometimes that the peers can give you some more honest feedback and guidance than maybe your boss can. And I think that my mentors, and I mentioned a few, but I've had many more throughout my career, whether it was a peer or a step above me, but you know, they've been able to give me a ton of honest feedback, and I appreciate that, because sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror. Sometimes it's hard to get some good honest feedback about maybe things that I'm struggling with, maybe some development things that I need to take my career to the next level. And really, I owe it to those partners and a number of others that have kind of hit me between the eyes a little bit and help me understand some of the gaps that I have, and really help me get to the position where I'm at today. And you've heard me say becoming the obvious choice, and we'll tie back to the choice here later on, but when you go for promotions throughout your career, the difference between you and the three or four other people that you're interviewing for, again, whether it's a manager, a ma'am, a director, a vice president, or anything, it's razor thin, the difference between you and the other partners that you're interviewing with. And remember, results are off the table, because that's the reason why you are sitting at the table to get a chance to interview. So a number of president's clubs and results and various the projection, and that's the expectation, right? Exceeding your number. All the other stuff doesn't matter. Meaning results-wise. It all comes down to a few different things that are going to make you the obvious choice. And as it pertains to the mentor-protege relationship, I've had to utilize some of my mentors to help me earn roles where maybe my future boss didn't know me as well. So I've had to reach out to some of my peers and mentors to help advocate for me in certain situations so that my future managers can get to know me a little bit better. And that's helped me, because without that, there's a good chance that I wouldn't be in the roles that I've been in, because they've really gone to bat when I've needed them to go to bat for me. And again, these promotional opportunities, they're razor thin between who gets it and who does not get it at that time. And these mentor and these relationships that you're building, you know, you never know where your mentor is going to go to. You never know where your protégés are going to go to throughout your career. There's a, you know, as you look at your career 15, 20, 25, 30 years down the road, it's amazing how careers move forward, and it's amazing how paths cross throughout the organization. as you develop your career. And you never know who your manager may be. You never know who your director may be, or even your vice president may be. And the relationships that are forged within the front lines, within our peer mentor program right now, are going to help you as you develop and move your career forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you hit on something there, and you actually talked about, you know, being a mentor, and then having proteges, and then being a protege in your response there. And I guess, you know, from a protege standpoint, I feel like sometimes you know, that first call, picking up the phone and reaching out to your mentor is tough. You mentioned looking in the mirror. It's something that, you know, sometimes we struggle to do as humans and as sales reps. And, you know, we've got to have a certain level of confidence when we're out in the field, but yet we've got to be real and make that call to our mentor. How did you, I mean, you've had to do it, obviously, you mentioned it a couple of different times throughout your career, and ask for real guidance, real feedback. Hey, how do I get past this certain speed bump or thing that's in my way? How did you constantly kind of fight that battle? How did you overcome that? Because I feel like that's something that, you know, our proteges, you know, when we're having a rough day, we want you to call your mentor, and I feel like we don't always do that as much as we should. We don't call our advocates. How did you get past that point?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's something that I've struggled with, and that I think we still struggle with from feedback that I've received. And again, I don't think it's all over, but I think it's something that as we're building this for the first time, right? There's been some challenges that we faced, and one thing that I've talked about, and I talked about it at our last sales manager meeting, was that the mentor-protege relationship is driven, the success of that relationship is driven by the protege, and their willingness to listen, their willingness to find the time and reach out to their mentor to set the calls and to set you know, the strategy of what they're going to discuss, and frankly, to drive the calls with what they want to talk about, how they want to talk about it. And I think there's too many proteges that maybe feel like the mentor is going to be driving everything. And that's just not necessarily the case. The proteges have to be as prepared, if not more prepared, for every call, every conference call with their team, even more so than the mentor does. So one of the things that I like to do before I talk to a mentor of mine is I prepare a list of usually 4 to 6 questions, or 4 to 6 scenarios, or 4 to 6 issues that I've had over the past month. And I take some notes throughout the month as well, just as like, okay, you know, when I talk to my mentor, I have some things that I want to discuss with them. Some of the things that I'm going through, probably that they've gone through. Hey, how did you handle it? How did you get through it? How'd you feel mentally, physically, emotionally? Because I like to hear how others have gone through certain situations. And I think that, especially for our field sales professionals, there's a lot of situations you're going through right now, especially our new or even our tenured sales reps that their mentors have gone through. And we've strategically put together our mentor protege teams, and we did that because and didn't let our partners necessarily choose their mentor, because we want you to think outside the box, and we want to challenge you to put somebody that you may not know, maybe from a different state, maybe from a different region or market, but there's a reason why we put all of our proteges with as a part of their mentor team, and usually it's about the background and the history of the mentor and what they've been through and what we think they can bring to the table with our protege. So really, these relationships are driven by the protege member. But remember, these conversations are confidential. So I've also had discussions with my mentors about financial questions that I've had, about maybe some personal things that I'm going through, because when you've gotten to a point where you've reached that level of trust, and it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight at all. It comes with time. But when you reach that level of trust, you almost build a bond and a friendship with that person. And that's when you know that it's going well. But the first conversation, I guess, long-winded answer to your question, the first conversation is really just about learning about each other, where they're from, what they're about, what they want to get out of the relationship, and how we're going to set the tone moving forward. So that's really how I've taken my relationships with my protege and my mentor, my proteges and my mentor, as well as how I feel that we can improve the mentor program as we move forward.
Yeah, and that's another piece that I like about this the program, and again, we're changing and we're trying to make it better every single day. But at the end of the day, the job in Omaha is very similar to the job in Chicago or Minneapolis, right, or Fargo. And so oftentimes I think as reps, we're so independent, we're out in the field and we get doors slammed in our face, or we get told to, hey, not today, don't come in here, sort of a deal. And the job is very similar. We're all going through very similar situations, circumstances, and there's always someone out there that's been through what you're going through. So I think that's a great point where we're able to, lean on someone who's been there and can help us get through that piece. But the hard part is looking yourself in the mirror, picking up that phone call. Just like sometimes the hardest part of the job is getting out of the car, sometimes the biggest piece of this relationship is picking up the phone and making that call. And then after right. that, it's all good.
Right, and that's where you're going to get some good, honest, transparent feedback too. And, that's what I love about these relationships. And it's funny what you said about, getting nosed, getting door slammed in your face, some cancellations or thinking you're going to close a deal, but then you get an Aramark proposal slapped on the desk for a quarter of what we were quoting, you name it. All those are issues that we have today and that I had 14 years ago when I was a sales rep. And it's the unique thing about Cintas is that we change and we develop, but we stay the same as well. And in my adversity training that I've done with a lot of locations, that we can learn so much from each other and from what we've gone through. And that is really the impetus of what our mentor-protege relationship is all about, is learning from others and improving with the support of others. And that's a really neat thing about Cintas.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that adversity piece actually leads me to my next point or question, I should say, is and you talked about it, it's a very honest, open, real conversations, and we're all going through the same adversity or have been through that same adversity. How, when you are a mentor, because I know you have people that reach out to you right now, how do you give that honest, open feedback that's sometimes difficult as a peer to give without, again, leading without the title sort of a situation? It's sometimes hard to do those things. How did you fight that battle and how did you overcome that so that you're having real, genuine protege-mentor relationships that are going to bring value to both sides?
Yeah, and I'd say that's a good question. Sometimes we confuse tough feedback and transparent feedback with really mean feedback or something that we're really overly challenging our partners with that are going to make them feel bad or make them feel upset. Where really, when you think about transparent feedback and open lines of communications, you think of honesty. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be in your face. You don't have to be judgmental. You can just be honest. A lot of times that honesty, when it's presented in the right manner of support and guidance and coaching, it can be taken really well, because I've had a lot of partners that have said, I haven't heard it that way, or I haven't thought about it that way, or I didn't know that I could do that, or I didn't think about that, right? And that's where we just don't want to get confused with tough feedback, as it's always the direct type of transparent feedback. It's just open and honest communication, and that's really what I believe challenging leadership is your ability to be transparent in your conversations with not only the good and the positive, but also some of the challenges that we're facing, because our partners really, I know they all believe it and they want it, but sometimes it's hard because you don't necessarily want to hear it, but you need to hear it. And that's where I think that we're continuing to improve with our honest communication and doing it the right way.
No, that's great. And that's a great point. And actually, I guess kind of ties back into, the choice and some of the things that I know I've heard you speak on before and you're passionate about. Why, I guess my question to you is, why did you make the choice to be a mentor, and what does that mentor, what does that mean to you, being a mentor, being a protege, and helping people along the way? What's the end goal there, and why did you make that choice? Because we have a choice every day to be, individual contributors and just worry about the person that goes home and has to answer their family every single night. But there's a choice also that we can help people rise up every single day. Can you kind of walk me through that?
say both of what you just said are really intertwined in each other, because really my presentation on the choice started when I was a sales director. And, you know, we had reached a point where we had had some turnover. And now I was lucky enough that I had been leading my market for 5 years total, but this was probably at about year 3.5 or year 4. So I had a chance to really get to know and spend a lot of time with our partners, just like our sales directors are doing today and every day. And but we had some turnover, meaning we had some partners that did the old "Hey partner, you got a minute?" to their manager,
yep.
And they were clutching their portfolio, and then you know, maybe it's a Monday morning, maybe it's a Friday afternoon, and they walk into their sales manager's office, and the sales manager says, "Hey, what's going on? You look a little different." And then they let them know that, "Hey, hey boss, I just want to let you know that I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice." And and so that was the start of the choice, because, you know, we all have a choice to be able to come to work at Cintas every day. And there's plenty of other places that you can, that our partners can choose to go to work, whether it's a sales rep, sales manager, sales director, sales vice president, you name it. There are a number of companies that are out there. And I wanted our partners to know that if you truly do trust and believe in your leadership team and the culture and everything that they've really, that they bought into, I guess, throughout the course of their career, then you would let us be in those conversations with your family prior to accepting another offer. Because once it gets to a point where you get the knock on the door and you get, and as a leadership team, you get caught off guard, it's really hard for us to really backtrack. Because you've been courted and you've been recruited and you've been all that positive things from other companies that we weren't ever aware of. And I would argue that outside of your family, those that are most important to you, there's nobody that cares about your career more than we do at Cintas, because we've of the amount that we've invested in you and that we've in your development and your future. And that's incredibly important to me. It always has been, whether it's on the sales side or the operations side. Our partners are our most valuable asset, and it's why we are as strong as we are. And frankly, we need to keep all of our partners because of the future growth projections that we have and the amount of opportunity. So I guess going back to what I said earlier about the two tied together, that's why our mentor-protege relationship is so important, because you know, there have been so many times where our mentors have helped their proteges through some really tough times. And there's going to be plenty of tough times throughout your career at Cintas. That's never going to end. And that's like that at every company you could possibly imagine. And, you know, but it is on us, meaning your leadership team and your mentors, to ensure that we're creating the and maintaining the environment that you believe is going to help make you the most successful in your career. Today, tomorrow, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. And that's why I want to have open dialogue with everybody. And I always say that it takes a lot of strength to be transparent about maybe an interview that you've had, or maybe an offer that you've had, or you name it, from another company. It takes a lot of confidence to come in. And I can't guarantee a promotion or more money or all the grand things that you may want to hear, but I can guarantee an open and honest conversation about where your career can go. And what I feel that we could do to put you in the best position to be successful today, tomorrow, and throughout the future. So, but that's where these relationships are so important, because ultimately, if you ask me why I stay at Cintas for 14 years throughout all the recruiter calls for every level of role that you could possibly imagine, just like every, just like you, Chase, and just like all of our partners, ultimately it's because of the people. That's because of the partners that I've been able to work with and help develop their career to take on opportunities and new responsibilities that they never thought were possible. And number two, it's for the opportunity. You know, there is no shortage of opportunity with Cintas, and sometimes you gotta be patient for it, you know, right place, right time, at the top of the list, right? You gotta be in the right place for it, but there's no shortage of opportunity for growth within within our company, and that's what's so exciting. You can change roles within Cintas, but keep your same business card, because really any type of role you can possibly imagine, we have a need for that at Cintas today and tomorrow. So that's really how the choice was built, And then that's how it ties into the relationships and the mentor and protege relationship there.
Yeah, that's a really cool story, and I know we shared some of those cool stories at our last sales manager meeting, and that's again as a champion, and we've got several other champions that are helping to mold this program. That was the coolest piece, is being able to see the impact, you know, the turnover numbers, you know, being able to save a partner, help them, I shouldn't say save, make the best decision for them and their family by staying at CentOS, understanding the long-term vision of CentOS. And I know, obviously, you know, Wendy talks about, you know, the mentor program and what that means to people making the right choice, and being able to see that impact at our last sales manager meeting was really cool, and it makes the role. And I know, you know, Austin, Jenna, Christy, Nick would say the same thing about this role. It's been cool to be a part of and hear those success stories and hear those stories about helping people make the right decision. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and it's been great. It's been great to really take Wendy's leadership, and I know everybody had a chance to see her Rise Up presentation, Fair Share presentation, or annual meeting. We're excited about having our next annual meeting next July. We'll roll out a lot more details about that, but Wendy, her team, and all of us and your director team are already busy at work getting ready for that. But it's been nice because Wendy has built so much throughout her career, leadership-wise and developing partners-wise, and we've been able to steal shamelessly from that. And you know, she was the number one vice president for 3 years running, you know, really built succession within succession. So I've been lucky, and your leadership team have been lucky to really steal shamelessly. It's a leading contribution. I'll steal whatever I can professionally, right? If it's had success with others, and you know, we need to internalize it and make it our own message as well. But we're all very lucky to have Wendy, Nick Wonder, and the entire team help us through you know, our goals and the vision for our future. And she's just a wonderful leader that that can only help you and everywhere that you want to get to.
Yeah, it's been fun to we've been benchmarking as a mentor champion, been benchmarking with a lot of other markets that have had this, especially markets that have had this in play for a little bit, and they've been perfecting it. We've been able to steal so shamelessly, impact our program, make it a little bit better, share what we're doing with them, and it's and as a whole, I think the nationwide, company-wide mentor program is just going to rise up as we get through this, and we're all helping each other, which is really cool. And at the end of the day, we're helping our partners get better on a daily basis, helping our new partners ramp up faster, make money faster than they maybe expected. We're helping them climb the rankings faster than maybe they expected. And when that happens, obviously we see the results across the market compared to, you know, projections and those kinds of things, which is really cool to be a part of as well.
Right, no doubt. It's great to be a part of. You can see the success that we're having as a region this year and in years past, and you know, we're continuing to raise the bar, and that's what's exciting about this, is that there's a business case for succession within succession, and that's in the output, and that's everything that we're doing is about partner development. And I know one thing about CentOS is that we're always going to put the partner first. And we're always going to do everything in our power to take care of our partners and to do the right thing. And that's, you know, that's the great reason to become, to being a partner at CentOS.
Yeah, and that's actually one of my next questions. So you talked about partner development, and we talked about the mentor and mentor program succession within succession. Can you speak to kind of how and what kind of skill sets the mentor program helps mentors, not only mentors, but proteges, helps build some skill sets that they're going to need at their next step, whether that's a corporate MAM role, a healthcare MAM role, or even a leadership position. Those are helped being developed by this mentor program. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the biggest trait that you're going to learn from being a mentor is the ability to coach others, the ability to listen, the ability to handle adverse situations, and the ability to know and interact personally with partners that are different than you and from a different area than you. And all of those brought together will help you become a stronger, whether it's a sales manager, stronger matrix sales professional, director, you name it. That's exactly, those are some of the traits that we love that our mentors have that can help develop their career. For our proteges, again, it's the ability to listen, it's the ability to adapt, it's the ability to be resilient and to be coached and to take some of the feedback that they have received and really put that into action, which will only help them become better mentors as they move up the succession within succession ladder, and ultimately move their career forward as well.
Yep, that's perfect. Yeah, and that's probably the biggest learning curve that, you know, you go from an individual contributor to, you know, a sales manager like I did, and you thought you were coaching as a rep, coaching new reps, and coaching people in your general circle, and the game changes very quickly. So being able to flex that skill set early on in your career is going to help whoever, you know, whatever that next role is, just help you ramp up that much faster, which I think is a good point as well.
Yep, no doubt. That's the goal, to help you ramp up so that you can run into your next promotion as opposed to crawling into it.
Yep. One of the last questions I have, and we mentioned the choice. We talked about the long-term vision of CentOS, the mentor program, all of those things. What are those things, I mean, just in general, the long-term vision of CentOS and the choice we kind of mentioned, what do those things mean to you regarding, you know, just a career path in general and what that looks like?
Yeah, you know, there is as you've seen our company grow, you know, really over the past 60 or 70 years. But for you've been at CentOS for, you know, you're looking at 6-7 years, and for a lot of the partners on the call, we're looking at that maybe low single digit, high single digit. That you know, we've just seen so much growth and opportunity, things that we have never thought were possible, and roles that we never thought were possible. We're getting into new verticals now that were never a part of our business when I was a sales rep, whether it's our government business, whether it's our education business, our growing tremendously our healthcare business, our hospitality business. You know, there are just so many different verticals that we are now investing in and putting key partners in these roles that can help us help our frontline sales professionals really grow and sell some of those strategic markets through the enterprise that will only help us grow exponentially in the future. And as we look at future acquisitions and mergers, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know the team I want to be on, and that's on the CentOS team, because we are just looking at a number of different ways and a number of different business lines that we can get into that can only help our company grow and you know, and really hit that rental division mission, and that's really what we're all about, and that's really throughout the sales side. You know, I made a step in my career where I made a lateral move from a sales director to a general manager, and that is I think my announcement said it was a promotional announcement, but it wasn't a promotion at all. It was a lateral move, and you know, the sales director, general manager are on the same level. And I did that because, again, when you hear obvious choice, that was the next step in my career. It wasn't to become a vice president at that time. Maybe I was a little bit upset about that, you know, because in my mind, after 10 years in sales, I felt, remember, I felt that that was something that I was ready to do. And now in hindsight, I wasn't. And all the experience that I was able to gain from making lateral moves only helped me to be in a position to become the obvious choice when that right opportunity came up. So remember, your career is not just going to be promotion followed by promotion followed by promotion. There are going to be some lateral moves. There may be some downward moves. There are going to be some upward moves. Your career is a jungle gym. And you have to be open and willing to accept those in order to become the best version of yourself professionally, to put you in choice to be that obvious choice for when you want to go for that opportunity. And you know what? It happens time and time again, because we can't just look at opportunities as what we have in the sales world. Our partners need to be open about the operations world as well, because there is a ton of opportunity at the leadership level within service managers, plant managers, office managers, you name it, on the operations side, and then general managers as well. And in most of our markets, we have multiple general managers, so you could argue that there's a lot more opportunity for the future as you look into to your future growing with CentOS. And obviously, there's multiple divisions. We're just talking about the rental division, so you can look at cross-divisional experience, you name it. But again, we want you to be transparent with us through the IDP process. And, you know, those IDPs are incredibly important for you and your career. You go through them with your your manager, your director, and then I get a chance to review them with your directors. And I sit down one-on-one with all of our sales managers twice a year to, you know, to go through their IDP so that I know where they stand. And that's, you know, all of those functions and all of that is so important as you look at your career and moving forward with Cintas as we continue to grow.
Yeah, that's a, you know, we I've got a lot of friends in, that are in sales, like, you know, probably 70% of the world is in sales, and that's one of the coolest parts about, you know, we talk about, you know, partner-focused, partner-centered company, and I can tell you none of them are spending, you know, one-on-one time with their VP like I get to, or with their director like our sales frontline partners get to do. So being a part of a company that lives it, breathes it, does it, not just says it, and all the other things that we do, trainings that we do to help our partners get ready for the next step is very unique, and there's a lot of companies that aren't doing that. So I think our partners can kind of rally around that, and that's a cool aspect to be a part of. So.
It is, and you know, we our ability to work with each other, and again, from all lines. There's not a, you know, I got to talk to, if I'm a rep, I have to talk to my manager, to talk to my director, to talk. We're not the military, right? Anybody can call and reach, and I get reached out to multiple times a day via text, phone, emails, and I love that, you know, because I'm the vice president of sales that doesn't sell anything, right? I am in the personnel, and I'm the partner business. That's what I do, and development of partners is why I'm here, and that's why I love being here too, because that's ultimately what why I jump out of bed every morning, because I love working with our partners every single day. So you're absolutely right with that.
Well, great. We covered a lot. I think I'm out of, you know, hard-hitting questions. Is there anything you wanted to add or talk about regarding either the choice, our mentor program, succession within succession, anything that we missed today that you want to talk about?
No, I'd just like to thank you. You know, you've been, you know, you're doing these calls and, you know, hearing Ryan and hearing John's podcast, you know, that's great. This is such a unique way to get messages out throughout our group, throughout our region, frankly, throughout the company. And it's great to be able to hear, whether it's sitting around a conference room or downloading while you're driving, right? Not using your phone while you're driving, but having it hooked up so that it's in hands-free mode. But you can obviously listen to others. And I think that this is fantastic. I know you've taken a lot of time out of your busy schedule to do this and to help lead our mentor program. And it's cool to see that it's only made your results better because you're continuing to raise the bar on what's possible with results within the North Central Northern Plains region. So thanks for doing this. And thanks to all of our mentors and proteges out there for believing and trusting and being relentless in all that you do.
Well, I appreciate it. And we will wrap it up with that because I think that's a perfect ending to what we've been doing. So thanks again for your time, and thanks for all you're doing for our group. Obviously the success has followed, and we're looking forward to seeing what this mentor program can help us accomplish, not only in the last 6 months of the year, but also ramping up for FY20 as we bring on new partners and help them ramp up from a sales standpoint, but also just from a partner standpoint. There's a lot of things that we do to help them get ready and sprint rather than just jog into their new role. So again, appreciate everything you're doing. Thanks to the leadership team. It's been a fun ride, and sky's the limit. I think we've got a long way to go and a bright future in this market, so I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you.